let's just say you made it out your mother and weren't strangled in your crib by brother, or fell prey to the thousands of things that easily come because it's. And let's say you grew up in a nation that thought you deserved an education rather than be a slave to your boss, your father, your husband, or men. Now let's suppose while you're enjoying school, your classmates observe the golden rule and don't make your life a hell on earth, just let them go to school. Now further let's suppose that you were blessed enough to come from the culture tested such that you could be deemed by your dean to be worthy of a degree. And so, as you can see from these few examples and the like, it's true what the Mothra said about reading your life. We've all gotta have some, and that's gotta be plenty, alright. It is no more sensible to wish for sunnier nights. So get over yourself, am I an umbrella? Moving on, let's say you weren't so shafted as to live somewhere where you'd be trapped and forced to give up some years of your youth to holding a gun for the state. Now this would mean that you would be the freest to buy the free market with your BS in the hopes of securing a trade of 30 years for a watch. With this job, perhaps you'd be so lucky as to find a girl who would say fuck me, make some kids of your own to grow up and hate you for giving them life. And if by chance you don't end up disabled and your pen too big enough to pay bills, you might end life humanely in one of the handful of places legal. And so, as you can see by looking at things that we don't like, it's true what got us feeling sad of the happy man's life. What do you miss if we made it such while he's alive? Only once the music's fire can we call it goodnight. So be smart and blow yourself up on fire.